From his days as a newspaper reporter in Detroit and Chicago, author John Jeter was no stranger to poverty. But visiting South Africa after it adopted a free market economy, he was surprised by the similarities.
All over Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban, there were these payday loan shops with interest rates as high as 400% annually. These microlenders were the fastest growing industry in South Africa since the end of apartheid, and their customers resembled the same black and brown customers here in the States. Because the working class in South Africa, just like in Chicago, particularly after NAFTA, had too much month left at the end of their paychecks.
In his book, John Jeter speaks to regular people like cab drivers in Brazil and a tomato seller in Zambia, countries which follow the neoliberal template, and concludes that
around the world, in rich countries and poor, workers no longer make things, but sell them. Both nation states and households borrow rather than save. Money that might have once been spent on education, healthcare, low-interest loans, land reform, is now pocketed by a relative handful of wealthy global investors. The gap between the wealthy and everyone else has widened in the post-Cold War era. Unemployment, even before this recent economic crisis, is higher than it's ever been since the end of World War II.
This massive increase in poverty has created widespread social dislocation, and women have had to leave their families to become maids, nannies, and even prostitutes.
When the man can't make money, the woman goes out to find work, and the man's not going to go out and be a maid or a prostitute or a worker at Walmart, or at least not as much as the woman. And so really, this is a burden that's borne by women more than anyone else. Ironically, abandoning their own families to come here and make money, caring for other people's children, for other people's husbands.
And it would be logical, Jeter suggests, that feminists in the U.S. should make it a priority to support the Free Choice Act, which gives workers the right to unionize. It may have been his concern for poor women which led John Jeter to abandon his career as a journalist.
The editors in Washington asked us at the beginning of the year, tell us what you want to write about. And I remember then writing them a memo saying that I want to write about the role of women in the global economy and particularly the effects of a lack of agrarian reform, land reform. And I could just hear this raucous laughter from Washington. They thought that was really amusing. It's a very hard place to tell the truth in mainstream journalism, which is really sinful because the stories that they don't tell are just so much more interesting than the stories that they do tell.
And regarding the failing economy, there is a simple but largely ignored solution.
The pivotal issue for this economy and all economies is not the balance sheet for the banks, but the balance sheet for households. You know, in other words, you can't stimulate demand unless people have some money to spend, and they don't.
In the end, the battle between North and South will ultimately determine the fate of humanity.
By using his country's oil profits that would otherwise go to the wealthy to give a leg up to peasants, blue-collar workers, and the jobless, not just in Venezuela, but also in other countries, Chavez is leading what is effectively a modern-day slave revolt, a 21st-century Haymarket uprising, a Bolivarian independence movement to free the continent from the control of a corporate junta.
For WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.